This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Steve Inskeep. In the last 24 hours, two more prominent candidates have joined the campaign to replace California Governor Gray Davis in a recall election. The Democratic lieutenant governor says he's going to run against his former running mate in a recall election scheduled for October. We'll have more on that in a moment, but we will start with the candidacy of Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger. NPR's John McChesney reports.
It's hard to shock Californians about politics during these turbulent days of the recall campaign, but it's a safe bet that most people in the state were surprised when they heard that actor Arnold Schwarzenegger had decided to run for governor after all. The actor said he was motivated to run by the sorry state of California's economy, and he took an oblique shot at Gray Davis's aggressive fundraising practices.
All of the politicians are not anymore making the moves for the people, but for special interest. And we have to stop that. And so this is why I'm running for governor. As you know, I don't need to take any money from anybody. I have plenty of money myself. I will make the decisions for the people.
Schwarzenegger said that he and his friend, former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon, had purposely kept people guessing about which one of them was going to run. Reardon said earlier that he wouldn't run if the actor did. Jack Pitney teaches government at Claremont McKenna College, and he is a Republican. He says Schwarzenegger's powerful name recognition makes him a formidable candidate, but he brings other things to the table as well.
He has a track record of having shepherded a successful initiative on after-school programs here in California, and he has a network of supporters in the Republican Party, people who for a long time have been encouraging him to run.
Schwarzenegger is a moderate, and that will help him disarm Davis's accusation that the recall is simply the work of a right-wing conspiracy, and he's pro-choice in a state that's strongly pro-choice. But that could hurt as well as help.
The trouble for him on his stance on social issues is that he might alienate some of the party's conservative base.
Other potential problems for the actor are the tabloid stories about his alleged womanizing and his image as an actor.
His movie roles don't always project the image that you would want in a governor, that is, a robot who kills people. We Californians are peculiar, but we're not that peculiar.
But the big question now in this political brawl, where surprises are daily fare, is, will the Democrats remain solidly behind Gray Davis following Schwarzenegger's surprise announcement? John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.